Okay. I'm going to keep things moving along. It's getting kind of late in the day, so. Catherine Cairns from AFSO, the Association of State and Territorial Health Officials, is Director of Infectious Diseases, and in that role she oversees AFSO's infectious disease projects in the areas of general infectious diseases and making sure that there's health department capacity, healthcare-associated infections, viral hepatitis, and STDs. That's a pretty big basket of diseases. She collaborates with a lot of partners, AFSO members, and including the Infectious Disease Policy Committee within AFSO, and with the whole goal to enhance state health department policies and programs and capacity. And she represents AFSO on many groups that are focused on infectious diseases. She previously worked in infectious disease epidemiology in the Boston Public Health Commission here, so and received her MPH from Tufts University School of Medicine. So please welcome Catherine. And
great, thank you. I'm glad to be here today, and I'll be talking about the use of EHRs in the context of outbreak investigation, specifically HAIs. But first, just want to provide a little background about AFSO for those of you who may not be familiar with us, and we do have a bit of a mouthful of an acronym. But we're a membership organization that represents state and territorial health officials, and we collaborate very closely with our affiliate organizations like CSTE that represent public health leadership. And like CSTE, we have a number of ways to set our strategy and to make sure that we really are supporting the health departments most effectively. And we have policy committees that oversee our work. And the work that I'll be talking about is cross-cutting, so it relates to a couple of our policy committees, infectious disease and e-health, both of which have representation from CSTE. We also have a number of work groups, including the work groups for public health lawyers who are also involved in this work. And we also have a government relations committee, and that's the committee that determines our federal advocacy priorities. And we really try to zero in on just a very few high priority issues for our members. And in 2015, outbreak investigation and response was one of the priorities. So this work really does resonate with the health officials. It also relates to the broader initiatives that AFSO is undertaking with IOM around improving integration and collaboration with healthcare. And so this work stems out of an ongoing effort with CDC around healthcare-associated infections, and we've been working with CDC's Division of Healthcare Quality Promotion and Public Health Law through OSTILTS over a number of years to develop tools to support states as they enhance policies and programs to prevent HAI. And we've gotten a lot of great support from state folks from the HAI programs. And we really do rely on the HAI programs to let us know what their key issues are and where they need technical assistance. And so here's just a sampling of some of the tools that already exist. And they're all available on our website. And we were hearing a lot in the past couple of years about challenges that HAI programs were experiencing during outbreak investigation, and specifically a lot of challenges during the fungal meningitis outbreak of 2012 to 2013. As well as some other significant HAI outbreaks like healthcare-associated transmission of Hep C. And so there was clearly a need for the states to come together and think through how they could best access clinical information during these outbreaks. And so we identified an evaluation question to examine what the factors are that affect access to EHRs in healthcare facilities during an outbreak. And ideally, we were talking about remote access. And the goal of helping health departments to improve their access proactively in anticipation of future outbreaks. So because this issue really is cross-cutting the HAI programs as well as the informatics departments, we assembled a project team that represents the various perspectives and helps us to make sure that we're incorporating the diverse perspectives of public health leadership in HAI as well as broader epidemiology, public health law, and informatics. And so you'll see that a number of folks are represented on the project team. And from CDC in particular, we have healthcare quality promotion, emerging infectious disease, CSELS, and public health law program. And we also work with an external partner, the Keystone Center, and they're really expert at engaging stakeholders and finding consensus. And so the members of the project team brought with them a lot of knowledge about states' experiences. Some of this was anecdotal. Some of it came from observing after-action presentations and reports, particularly around the fungal meningitis outbreak response. Our public health law partners at CDC did a legal review. And we also worked on a small capacity building project with the state of Virginia. And Virginia's HAI program did kind of a mini version of this assessment in their state, where they looked at their experience during the fungal meningitis outbreak, at how well they were able to access clinical information, and reached out to their local health departments, infection preventionists and facilities, and some of the other states to identify where challenges might exist. And synthesizing this information we already had, we identified some key themes or areas to explore: authority, capacity, and then security and privacy of the data. And so our methods were a retrospective evaluation really geared toward developing a toolkit. We looked back at state experiences with fungal meningitis and other HAI outbreaks, and we began with key informant interviews with health department representatives, and the healthcare stakeholders are forthcoming. The interviews followed, you know, qualitative research methods, and were analyzed using deduce for themes, and those themes really drove the toolkit that came out of the project. The states that participated, there were 12 states. They show some regional variation. Also, there's a mix of states that are centralized and decentralized, so the centralized states then also are able to give us some perspectives from the local level, local health departments that are part of the state system. And then we also used additional criteria that they had accessed electronic health records during an outbreak investigation, or that they had shown some leadership in the legal and regulatory issues around accessing health information, or in health information technology, whether through their health information exchanges or other experiences with EHRs. And in each state, we interviewed HAI coordinators, epidemiologists, legal counsel, and informatics directors. And when we reach out to the healthcare facilities, we'll be using the health department folks' recommendations, so the facilities that they had worked with on these outbreak responses. And we are actually collecting that information now. So the interview guide was designed to focus on some of the strategic issues that health departments should consider when improving their access to electronic health records. We focused on best practices and state policies, but also real and perceived barriers. And I just want to point out for perceived barriers, one in particular that came up a lot was health department authority under HIPAA and their state public health code to access data, regardless of whether they do have the authority, but, and I'm looking at the legal counsel on our team, they do have the authority, but there might be a misperception among healthcare facilities that they don't have the authority, so it can still pose a barrier. So we looked at both the real barriers and also the perceived barriers, and investigated the concepts that I showed you on the conceptual framework. So in addition to collecting feedback and information through the key informant interviews, we also engaged in stakeholder input throughout the project. We had a steering committee that reviewed all of the instruments and provided feedback throughout. And they represented the various roles that we were hoping would provide input to and then use the toolkit. We also engaged the various committees that I referenced earlier. And then more recently, we had a stakeholder meeting, this is about a week ago, where we brought together a small group of health department experts to function more or less like a focus group and really walk through the draft toolkit, provide us feedback on usability and utility. And at this meeting, we also included a local health department representative to start thinking about how this might be translated for use by local health departments as well. And before I get into the findings from the key informant interviews, I just want to point out that the stakeholder meeting was really useful in identifying some future directions for the toolkit or ways that we can use the toolkit. One example is the desire to come together with a shared wish list for EHR vendors, and that could be the health department folks, but maybe also partners like APIC and SHEA, to make sure that health departments can get the kind of information they want out of the EHRs in some standardized way. There is also a desire to communicate more effectively with healthcare facilities about the value add or the incentives for healthcare. So in addition to reducing some burn-in during an outbreak investigation, limiting the need for facilities to have to fax records and whatnot, they also wonder in some cases in certain facilities if it might help to build workforce capacity and infrastructure, the participation and partnership with the health departments. Another piece that they brought up was how this work might fit in with the ELC supplement around Ebola and infection control. And that's something we're definitely be exploring in the future. So the key findings are kind of organized under best practices in each of those buckets that I described earlier. And there is additional detail with regard to each of these key findings in the toolkit that I'll show you in a moment. But for those of you who work regularly with healthcare facilities, these won't be surprising to you, that they really recommend figuring out who the data steward is, who the right contacts are, establishing relationships ideally before an outbreak, but certainly maintaining relationships over time. In the area of patient privacy, there are a lot of tools, various documents that can establish the relationship. Accessing and using EHRs, similar to the relationships piece, figuring out who the right folks are and making sure that they have the training and skills to be able to use the various EHR systems. And then also the states offered their tools that they would like to share with other states. So the toolkit has sample documents from states about communicating their authority for the data, our data use agreements, their relevant state rules and regs and laws that relate to this, and some additional tools around informatics capacity. So just to show you what the sample toolkit is, this is currently on a development site and will be launched in a live site soon. But basically there's sections around each of these topical areas. There's also a section on national efforts, and this is a place for us to keep folks up to date on relevant strategies such as the public health community platform, increased efforts to use health information exchanges, et cetera. And then a sample of what one of the topical pages look like. So this is around relationships. If you were to click into the best practice, there would be another page that would show you some of the quotes from the state level stakeholders as well as some of their recommendations and tips. And our next steps are to get the healthcare facilities perspective so that we can help health departments be more effective in working with the healthcare facilities to launch the website. And we really want it to be a living toolkit. So you'll notice in the relationships section, which we only had a couple of really concrete tools, we have a lot more concrete tools in the privacy and authority section. So we certainly want to collect more tools, and that's a plug if you all have tools to please share them with us. And you know, I think one thing we also heard from the stakeholders is that this is really a strategic toolkit, and it helps states to think through what issues they should be exploring, what approaches they should be taking. But as much as possible, we'd like to add that more operational level. So that's something that we look to do more in the future. So really practical tips and tools. If we can collect them from you, that's great. But we look to build those over time. And then, as I mentioned, dissemination and technical assistance, we'll be looking for other strategies and initiatives to integrate with, such as the Ebola infection control work, and ways to continue to learn from states and support states as they work to increase their access to electronic health record information. And I just want to thank the really wonderful project team, several of whom are in the room today, as well as all the states who participated. through the key informant interviews as well as our various stakeholder groups. Thank you.